This is your Rittner Husky Sports Update, broadcasting from Rittner High School in Overland, Missouri.
This is your Rittner Husky Sports Report, broadcasting from Rittner High School in Overland, Missouri. And I'm interviewing number 3 for the varsity softball team. And your name is?
Izzy Clark.
And you play what position?
I am the center fielder.
So, do you think that your team had a chance to make it to districts when you guys were just only 4-8 back in September on the season?
I always knew we had it in us. I always knew that it would take us a little longer. After losing 5 core players last year, it would take us a little bit to really mesh and be able to work well together, but I always knew that we had it in us.
All right. Sounds like a good answer to me. What do you do to dedicate yourself to your team to make a good performance out of yourself?
Even if I'm not playing my best game, or if I'm not playing to my full potential, I always want to make sure that the rest of my team is, and that I can always help pump them up. I can talk to them or cheer for them, do whatever I can to, you know, help them play better, help them have a better attitude.
What do you think helped the team, you know, to get together and get to districts and win districts?
It was definitely, it was a lot of things. It was really our practices got a bit more serious. Our pregame got a lot more serious. We all just kind of knew that it was getting to that time of the season where districts was coming up and we needed to try just a little bit harder. And I think we've all really started working well together and liking each other a lot more.
I guess, you know, they say teamwork is the best cooperation. Like yourself, how did you contribute to the surge in the season when you guys won 7 games in a row just to make it to districts?
Well, I always want to play my best game, and I don't think it's just one person that really helps to win 7 in a row, but I try to do my best every time I get a chance to hit or to run or catch a fly ball in the outfield or throw a girl out. I always want to, you know, give my best effort.
All right, that's basically how athletes work. And so how do you feel about the team last year winning districts and the team this year winning districts? What do you think changed during the season?
It was just girls from last year that we still have this year who helped us, you know, recuperate and become a better team this year.
Okay, is there anything that your coach said to you about when you guys were 4-8 on the season to propel you into winning 7 games and getting to districts?
We had our coach Anderson. He would say after almost every game that it's just going through the motions and that we're not trying as hard as we can. And I think that really helped us because we hated when he said that. It was just awful. And so I feel like we all tried just a little bit harder so that that didn't happen. We improved.
Like, what changes did you make to get to districts and to win districts? And just what did you guys do to change?
A big attitude change, I feel. All of us, I think, went from being kind of the underdogs with our bad record in the beginning, and our attitudes went from crappy, we didn't believe in ourselves, to we really picked ourselves up, I feel, and we're not the underdogs anymore. We're doing pretty great.
Okay, so before we leave, is there anything that you would like to, who are listening to this right now, what it's like to be on a varsity squad winning districts?
It's really great to be a part of not only a winning team, but I feel like we've spiritually been winning also, and it's just great to be able to be a part of all these this great group of girls.
All right, well, that about wraps it up. So signing off for KRHS 90.1 FM Radio.